from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two! Hanging out with you till noon. That is James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. They are D'Lo and KC, and they will be coming up next. They will take you right up to 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, it becomes tournament time on ESPN 1320, 98.5 HD2, your smart speaker, and the free Odyssey app. That's right. So there's college basketball going on all day. Men's college basketball tournament has officially started. The games right now are on 102.5 FM HD2, the Bet Sacramento. And then at 4 o'clock, the games will come here. So D'Lo and KC will sign off, and then we will have basketball for you, whether it's your drive home, maybe you've got some errands to run, whatever it is you're doing. If you're watching basketball all day and you got to leave the TV, we will have your basketball fix right here on ESPN 1320. Hell yeah. So the Kings did it good last night. They comfortably kicked the hell out of the Toronto Raptors, which was honestly, it was so nice not coming in here going, hey, a win is a win.
So refreshing.
Take it however. I was so tired of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did they let that bad team stick around? Yeah, yeah, but yeah, they won. Like, hey, they won. It was never close, man.
Mm-hmm.
Even the first quarter, I think the Kings were up 5 after the first.
Yeah.
And it felt like 10. Like the Raptors really felt like they just didn't have anything, and they didn't.
Early on, it was a weird game of runs. They kept, like, the Kings started 6-0, and then there were 3 6-0 runs when the score was like 20 to 14. Like, there mm-hmm. were 6-0 runs everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so it just kind of felt like a game where the Kings needed to lock in just the rest of the way. Mm-hmm. And then once they did, it was like, it was game over. I thought the energy from De'Aaron Fox was like, okay, that's what we need to see every night.
Yeah.
That's it.
The way Fox has been playing lately makes me think he was bored early in the year.
Yeah, but there's games even within this where he kind of looked bored. Or
yeah, he might be.
Where it didn't, like, even the Knicks game, I don't think he was like fully 100% like there. And then you get to the next game, and I kind of felt the same way. Like, So I thought this was a good start, a good game.
The good news is the Kings won. The bad news is they didn't get any help. They're still the number 6 seed.
Mm-hmm.
But the Clippers, who they're chasing to win the Pacific Division, try and grab the number 4 seed, Clippers won.
Yeah.
They beat the Blazers 116-103. LA, though, 7-8 since the All-Star break. But somehow just staying just out of arm's reach.
Just out of reach.
Of the Kings. Every time it's like, oh, the Kings got to win. What did the Clippers do? Oh, the Clippers won.
Yeah, but aren't they like 3 games in the loss column above the Kings? Although we're running out of games.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Is if it was If it was February 21st, you'd be like, oh, dude, this is a race. But they're doing just enough to stay out to stay out of the way.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
It is frustrating. They're only a game in the loss column above the Pelicans. The Pelicans have done a nice job of tracking down the Clippers.
Hey, the Pelicans are not... We talk about how the, like, hey, the Kings, can they chase the Clippers, and what are the... I think the Pelicans, aside from their dominance against Sacramento this year, I think they're kind of scary come playoff time.
I think they are,
too. I don't
think
any team wants smoke with the Pelicans, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, if you had a choice between, if somehow, let's say, the Pelicans get to four.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be the five.
0% chance.
If you're the Kings, you don't want the 4 or 5.
Let's say the Pelicans are the 5. You don't want to be the 4.
No.
You want to, but that's, and this is not a Kings exclusive thing, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
The Pelicans are athletic, long. They have players who have been there before. Like this team, there's a large portion of this team that has won playoff series before.
Yep.
Like this isn't a new thing. The difference is, Zion apparently lost 25 pounds since the in-season tournament and is playing the best basketball of his career and he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man. That's
what makes.
I don't think they're going to win the West or anything, but...
What makes them so dangerous, Kyle, is that you have to do something so specific to wall off Zion. Mm-hmm. And what that does, you have to defend Brandon Ingram.
Yes.
Okay, so that means if you're sometimes sending a double team at one guy and double team at another guy,
mm-hmm.
that means that all of these other players that they have, which you know some of them are really good, like CJ McCollum is a really good player.
Very good player.
Valanciunas is a very good player.
Yes.
He's not just some scrub.
Right.
But then you also have the Herb Jones and the Trey Murphy, and like you have all these other players.
Trey Murphy has like multiple 30-point games off the bench this year.
Yeah. So that's what makes them so difficult. It's that... You have to slow down Zion, and it does draw attention. Now, I also don't think that he's going to be able to stay healthy, although we've gotten this late in the season, but also I just don't know what he has in the playoffs because...
Sure, we've never seen it.
We're talking... Well, not only have we never seen it, we've never seen him play 80-something game.
It's, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, we haven't seen him play 70, really.
Yeah, that's definitely... If you're looking for reasons... To say, hey, they'll fall short because of X. Like, yeah, 1,000%. And like I said, I don't think they're going to win the West. But I also don't think there's a single team, if you're lining things up, that's like, oh, can't wait to play New Orleans.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anyone saying that. Stephen McBride in the chatty house brought up exactly what I was thinking. It's a great point. Zion is like the Giannis effect. And that's not to say that Zion is Giannis. I don't think that's what Stephen's saying. But what they do to warp your defense... makes it easier for the Pat Connaughtons of the world and the Chris Middletons and the Bobby Portis because, as Stan Van Gundy once famously said, build an effing wall. That's what you have to devote so many resources to slowing that guy down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's enough of a playmaker. Brandon Ingram's enough of a playmaker that, man, they're going to get some open looks.
Yeah.
That's scary. And they're good defensively.
Yeah. That's a whole nother thing that they are very good defensively. Yeah.
The Pels did not play last night. The Warriors beat the Grizzlies 137-116. We talked about this a little bit earlier. But, hey, Jonathan Kuminga can play, man.
Oh, he
can hoop.
Yeah.
26-5-4 last night. He had 7 dunks.
Yeah, he's growing into the role. So, yeah. And they've really had to morph who they are mm-hmm. all season long just because some of their players are getting old.
Yeah, they can't do what they used to do with the... They still do the motion offense and all that, but it's definitely... There is a lot more Jonathan Kuminga bailout because he can get inside and score inside.
Yeah,
and
out of necessity.
And his athleticism for sure. Golden State now 3 up because they're relevant, not necessarily to the Kings anymore, but, man, they were trending the wrong way, Houston trending the right way, Houston now 3 games back of the number 10 spot.
Mm.
But it's dicey.
That's a separation they kind of needed, though.
Yeah, for sure. Also, G.G. Jackson, 35 points, 7 of 14 from 3.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really freaking good.
For a barely 19-year-old.
Just turned 19.
Yeah.
He's the youngest player in the league.
Yeah. I mean, again, somebody has to score because that team, you know, they're bad. Somebody has to score, but...
11 of 19 and 7 of 14 from 3, though?
Yeah.
He's a player, man. Suns beat the Sixers 115-102. So the Suns still behind the Kings. The Kings don't get any separation from them. But your note here is the one. The Kings play the Sixers soon. Can they get the version of the Sixers that can't figure out how to win a game?
I hope so. Because
they've already played the Sixers without Embiid and it didn't go well.
Yeah, here's a sort of the crappy thing for the Kings. It's that, you know, you're playing, they play, before the Kings play them on Monday, they played Phoenix last night. They play against the Lakers and Clippers on Friday and Sunday. Mm. And then you're getting Philly on the second night of a back-to-back on Monday.
Oh, man. And they've been on the road since Wednesday.
Yeah. So, but my problem is, like, are they going to figure it out before then? Because if they do, and they somehow go back to who they were, but they beat the Lakers and they beat the Clippers, but then they find themselves, or Embiid's like, oh, no, I got to get back. We've lost too many games. Like, and you're like, oh, no. And then the Kings all of a sudden get a different version of them. I don't know, especially Tobias Harris hasn't played, or he didn't play last night. And, you know, when they're running out Maxey, who did not have a good game at all,
mm-mm,
but Maxey with Oubre, with Kyle Lowry, with Nick Batum, and Mo Bamba.
Oof.
And then they're coming off the bench with, like, Paul Reed, KJ Martin, Cameron Payne, and the Buddy Hield, and some guy named Jeff Doughton, which, again, I probably should know, but I don't. And Ricky Council IV. I'm not sure that I know who Ricky Council IV is.
That is Wichita State / Arkansas legend. Ricky, I kid you not, his middle name, according to Basketball Reference, is Nicardo. Ricky Nicardo. That, like, is not a joke.
Like Ricky Ricardo, but
Nick Cardo.
Nick Cardo. Oh,
Council
no.
The fourth.
Oh.
Played 12 minutes last night. He's averaging, what's he at per 36? Let me find his per 36.
Are they the all-name team?
23-7 per 36 for Ricky Nicardo, who gave the Sixers 12 good minutes last night.
I mean, just like, you know, Buddy Hield's real name is Shavano Rainier.
Right. Yeah. Knew that.
Yeah. And you know why he's named Buddy, right?
I don't.
You don't know why he's...
No, I just know.
Oh, that's a great story, Kyle. Do we...
Oh, we blew through our break.
Oh.
Whoops. Jesse, help me. Help me.
Help me help you.
Let's see. How do we do this? Producing on the fly. We will go to... we go to 27, then 30, and then 40. Okay, we're going to 27.
Oh, all right.
Well, because if we break now, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't break at 15.
I'm in.
All right, anyways, so give us the story. We got 11 minutes.
The story is spectacular. His mom loved Married with Children, and he is literally, they started calling him Bud, but there's a drug dealer down the street who is also named Bud, so he couldn't be Bud, like Bud Bundy, from Married with Children.
Incredible.
He had to be called Buddy.
This is remarkable.
And that's how Buddy Hield got his nickname. No joke. I'm not making that up.
I like that so much.
Yeah, I've written that story. Partially broke the story that Buddy Hield was a year older.
I don't want to talk about this. I got in trouble on a different radio station in this
about
town.
The age?
Yes.
Oh.
Because we came up with the idea to make a shirt that was, or maybe somebody made the shirt. I can't remember exactly, but somehow the idea of a McLovin ID.
Oh, with Buddy Hield?
Yes. And with the wrong birthday on it.
Oh.
Was a thing that we like talked about because like it's fun. It's not a bat. From what I understand, it was a clerical error. Like somebody somewhere along the line put in the wrong birthday, did not think it was that big of a deal, but got a phone call. It was like, we don't joke about that. Like,
are you kidding me?
Dead serious.
Okay, so here's how that played out. I'm watching the broadcast, and Buddy goes over on, I think it was post game,
mm-hmm,
and they said, hey, happy birthday, you know, 25th birthday. And he goes, no, 26. And it, they just like kind of glossed over, okay, what's going on, man? Everything good, blah, blah, blah. It was Doug and it was Grant at doing like a post game. And I'm like, did he just say he's 26? So I go in, I'm like, well, he's not 26, he's 25. I look everywhere. I'm like, So I reach out to media relations and I'm like, hey, he just said he's not the age that they have everywhere. And they're like, okay, like, how about this? I think they were on the road. He said, we'll revisit this when they come back into town. And I'll just leave you. You can ask him that question, but I'll let you ask him that question, like, over on the side, like, during pregame. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, just, yeah.
So I go over. I'm like, hey, so what's the deal here? He goes, what do you mean? I'm like, are you 25 or are you 26? No, I'm 26. And I'm like, okay, why does everywhere says you're 25?
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know. He's like, I think Basketball Reference put it in wrong one time, and that's how it got wrong. And I'm like, what does your ID say? He says, it says I'm 26. And I'm like, what does your birth certificate say? He says, it says I'm 26. So I don't know how this worked out because, like, look, that was everywhere. So when he went through the draft process, and he's one of the oldest, he's a senior. He's a 23-year-old senior.
Mm-hmm.
He was really 24 the whole time. So, like, he wouldn't even have been a prospect. He would not have gone number six in the draft as a 24-year-old senior.
I feel like you're underestimating Vivek a little bit there, but go on.
Well, maybe. Maybe. But either way, well, and Vivek didn't draft him. He was drafted by the Pelicans and traded as part of the DeMarcus
Cousins
trade.
You're right. That's right.
Yeah, so the whole thing is like, come on. And I'm like, well, and again, Vlade and Peja are like, no, we knew. Like, nobody knew. Like, well, we had to look at, like, like, he's an employee. We had to do the I-9 thing. And I'm like, there is absolutely no way that you guys knew his age. Yeah. So it really, like, to me, it did come down to almost like a Miguel Tejada thing, where Miguel Tejada was, you know, a year older, at least. Was he a year or was he two? And who's the other one? Yario Garcia that becomes...
Jairo Garcia.
Yeah.
That was... Santiago Casilla.
Santiago Casilla. Yeah.
No, there was another one.
And yes, there were another player that
it was a
aged
pitcher.
A year.
I can't remember who it was. I did this with, there was one day I was bopping around on the internet and realized that it was Jack Cooley's birthday.
Mm.
And so I text him because I saw it on Basketball Reference, and I was like, oh, hey, happy birthday. He was like, it is not my birthday. And I went, what? And it was off. It wasn't off by like years, but it was off by a couple of days. So I don't know if it's correct now, but it says it's April 12th, and I feel like that's not right.
Really?
Yeah. Like I said, not as dramatic as the buddy thing, but still weird that that happens.
The Kings played it off like it was no big deal, but... It is a big deal in the grand scheme of things. I mean, because now Buddy Hield, you know, like he's been in the league however long. Buddy is 31.
That is crazy.
Yeah, Buddy's 31. So, you know, he's been in the league for, I don't know, since 2016. So 8 years. But yeah, wild.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I don't have, like, and again, like covering Buddy was fun. Buddy was
seems like a fun guy.
He is a fun dude. He's a good guy. You know, you never know where he's going to take things. You know, half the time you're like, I'm not quite sure I know what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you listen back, you're like, okay, I think I know what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a fun loving dude.
Yeah. I was a fan. I liked Buddy a lot at Oklahoma. Other games from last night, Oklahoma City beat the Jazz 119-107. How comfortable would you be with the Kings playing OKC in round one? Like how not comfortable? How confident would you be with the Kings winning that series?
I think it's a good series.
I do too.
I think it's 4-2 series. Like, I actually would choose Kings to win that series, but I think it would be like a good solid six game series. Six, maybe seven. And people say, oh, you think you're going to take the Kings over, you know? Like the Dan Devine piece, I read, oh, you know, teams at the top still are probably looking at the Kings as the softest, as the easiest first-round matchup. Yeah. I don't believe that at all. Like, if you're a team like OKC who, you know, the Kings have dominated, like two of the games this year were like they beat them up. What the series at 2-1, right, Kings?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of those teams where like the matchup isn't good this year. Now, 2 years from now,
sure,
I think the matchup will be totally different. And like, look, I think the Kings are going to be a different team with Keon Ellis in their starting lineup too versus a team like that.
Yeah.
So now, as opposed to, you know, whoever trying to defend Shea, you now have another body to throw at him.
Yeah.
Like, I there do are think, some limitations.
There. I do think there's something to that with, and whether this is right or wrong is not what I'm trying to say. I think it's the difference between like, okay, they're the Kings. They were a first round exit last year. Or you can play the team with Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, or you can play the team with Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal and Devin Booker. I think that's probably how teams are looking at it.
Maybe.
And I don't think I necessarily buy that. I would definitely if I'm Minnesota or OKC, I would way rather see one of those teams.
I think, but maybe this is how fans are looking at things. Fans might look and say, "Oh, the Kings are an easier thing."
Definitely, dude.
But basketball people are different. So, yeah, I don't know. Like OKC is a very talented team, but if I'm the Kings, I love the six. Like I you don't want to be seven, but the 6-7 versus being in the 4-5. So the 4-5 is one plays eight, right? And then 4-5, and then the next round, one plays 4-5, the winner 4-5. Like, there's a potential that if Denver finishes number one, that you could bypass the Nuggets, two of the Nuggets, the Clippers, and the Pelicans. And if you got into the right vein, if you're 6-3 and it's against Minnesota or 6-3 against OKC, well, then the next round, you play the winner of the 2-7. And so you could get to the second round and be up against Minnesota or OKC.
Right.
And that's like a pathway.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, I'm not saying the Kings are going to wipe out those teams no matter what.
Yeah.
But that's if you're playing well.
But if you're picking, if you're picking a path, you would way rather choose the one with like, hey, there's a team with either a limited or no Karl Anthony Towns, and then a young team that's in the playoffs for the first time versus you can play Denver or you can play a Clippers team that is healthy and full of guys who have been there before, or the Pelicans, who are your nightmare matchup. Like, yeah. That's what that is. That is not, oh yeah, OKC and Minnesota, they're cruising to the Western Conference Finals. Like, that's not it at all.
No.
If you got to choose a path, and honestly, that's probably a path that a lot of teams would rather take. I don't think that's a Kings exclusive.
Nope.
All right. We have to hit a break now. We're not going to blow through this one.
Just blow through all the breaks.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Make it
as much as I would like to. we will not blow through this break. We will be back. I have, you know what? I'm not done with this playoff matchup discussion yet. We'll look ahead to Kings Wizards as well. But would you rather see the Thunder, the inexperienced Thunder, or the little bit banged up Timberwolves in round one? We'll discuss that next on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm telling you, bro, nothing gets the people going
more than
My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas or Food Talk.
Yep.
You talk food, people are in. Talking favorite snacks.
Cousin Yahoo in here saying veggie sticks are low.
Hey, I rock with the veggie sticks.
Like
they're like chip ones.
The poof things?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they're really good. You know what else I'm really into? I've been into this. So this is a snack that I eat, but then I'll eat it so often that I get sick of it, is carrots and hummus. A big carrots and hummus guy.
Okay, I like hummus too.
Yeah. Trader Joe's does this one. That is a spicy hummus, a jalapeno cilantro hummus, and then a classic hummus layered.
Oh.
Delicious. Delicious.
Mm.
Hippies, great, good, healthy-ish snack. Yeah. They're chickpea-like puffs. Like it's like a Cheeto puff, but it's made out of chickpea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Love a chickpea, dude.
We got some games going on right now. Duquesne is only up 3.
Michigan State get the dub?
I think.
I'm pretty sure Michigan State got the dub. Charlie said his bracket's no longer perfect. He picked against Tom Izzo.
That happened quickly. I think one
of my... BYU coming back?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, snap. They need a name for this. Like March craziness.
March wildness.
Oh, strong. What should we nickname the tournament?
March mayhem.
Oh, strong. Get the alliteration.
Yes.
I think that's good. It's also Free Throw Awareness Month.
Free Throw Awareness Month.
I can't tell you how many... You think watching the Kings shoot free throws is brutal? Watch some of these college dudes.
Oh, yeah. It's tough.
My favorite is like, here comes this guy. He's a projected top 4 pick in the draft. He's shooting 26% from the free throw line this year. Like, oh, my God.
You know what that doesn't do? That means that you don't project out as a three-point shooter
at all. Not at all. I'm not a free throw. I'm not a you know those weirdos that argue like, well, LeBron James can't be the greatest player of all time because he only shoots 77% from the free throw line.
Whatever.
It's the dumbest thing. I'm not that guy. But also, when you're shooting 60% from the line as a guard, don't love it.
No, that means that your three-point percentage is not, like, you don't project at all as a three-point shooter.
I remember that became a thing in, like, public, like a wider in like 2015.
Yeah.
That just became the thing. Don't look at the 3-point percentage. Look at the free throw percentage. Yeah, what they shoot from clean, three doesn't matter.
If they've got a clean stroke from the free throw line, you can see the mechanics are there.
Yes.
Right? And then you can work with those mechanics.
Right.
That's wild.
For the Sacramento Kings in round one, we were just talking real quick, looking around the NBA scoreboard from last night. We got sidetracked on Oklahoma City versus Utah. OKC beat the Jazz last night, 119-107. We talked about facing the Thunder in round one for the Kings and your confidence level in that matchup. Would you rather see, though, because I think these are the two teams that if you're choosing for the Kings, this is the way you'd want your path to start with either Oklahoma City or Minnesota. Which matchup would you prefer?
It's a coin flip, really. I think without Kat, I'd probably want Minnesota.
I want no smoke with Anthony Edwards.
I get that, but I mean, 2 years from now, I would agree, but I don't know that he's so elite that you can that he can carry you through an entire playoff series.
I think you need four games. Okay, so, and it's the same reason I think the Kings can win any playoff series. Not to say Anthony Edwards is as good as De'Aaron Fox. He's not. He hasn't done enough yet. But I think you're seeing in this stretch without Karl Anthony Towns, the peaks have been high enough and often enough that I just don't want to deal with those problems.
Okay, so when it comes to Minnesota, here's my problem with Minnesota when it comes to the Kings. I think almost every other team in the league has an ability, maybe not Denver, but most of the other teams that we're talking about, they have a way of playing Rudy Gobert off the court.
Sure.
I don't think the Kings have that ability because you have Domantas Sabonis. And so there is an aspect to it where, yeah, you can get caught. You can get Gobert caught in a bunch of screen and rolls up top, and you're going to be able to pull him away from the basket a little bit. But I also, like, he usually plays not only major minutes, but he plays well against the Kings. Like, I think that Domantas Sabonis usually comes out on top, but he is a difficult matchup, and I don't think that that's the same for a team that goes like Kevin Durant at the center position, or, you know, when you look at all of the screen and roll guys that Dallas has.
Like, right.
They don't have conventional centers that make sense for Gobert to hang in against. Now, you need 3-point shooting centers, so maybe you can go Trey Lyles and go small ball and beat up and get him off the court for stretches, but that's in the 8 or 9 minutes that Domas isn't going to be on the court in a playoff series.
I'm stuck on the Anthony Edwards thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Since Karl Anthony Towns went down 7 games ago, so 7 games, they've won 4 of them. But again, at Indiana, they won. At Cleveland, they lost. At the Lakers, they lost. At Clippers, they won by a bunch. And then they won 2 at Utah. They lost by 3 to Denver at home a couple nights ago.
Okay.
Anthony Edwards in those 7 games, 31.1 points, 7.3 boards, 5.4 assists, 1.7 steals, 1.4 blocks, and he's shooting 48% from the field on 26 attempts a game.
So basically he's turned into Shea.
Yes. Ostensibly.
But Shea's doing that with a real team.
Yeah.
So
it just, he's having the kind of run where he's dragging them back into a game where they were getting blown out by the Nuggets. Mm-hmm. He has a chance to win it from three. He had the big block in that first game without Karl Anthony Towns against Indiana.
Yep.
He had the block to win it. He's just doing all these things night in and night out, whether it's in the box score or this one big play at the John Collins dunk, where I just, again, this is vibes, where I could see him just taking over a series, winning that series, and everybody being like, oh my God, Anthony Edwards has arrived. He is here. And I don't want to be on the receiving end of that. That's all.
I get that. But I would also, my argument would be, if he doesn't get that block, they're 2-5 over that stretch. They're 3-4. And
4-3.
Oh, I thought they were 3-4.
So they'd be 3-4.
Okay.
Over that stretch.
They'd be 3-4. And that's not like murderer's row.
No.
No, they beat Utah twice. They beat the Lakers. Who else did they beat? Oh, Indiana. Clippers.
The Clippers win is impressive, and then losing the loss to Denver was an impressive game. But even in that game, they got 26 from Jaden McDaniels, yeah, which they're not going to get on a nightly basis. No, I totally get. I think you're right. You said coin flip at the beginning, and I think that's probably about right.
Yeah,
but I'm going to go with the team for the same reason. Look, I thought the Kings were better than the Warriors last year, but I thought the Warriors would win the series if they did, because they'd just been there before. It's the Kings' first time there. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I feel about Oklahoma City. It's Oklahoma City's first time there. Yeah, okay, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander might be the MVP, but Domas is not a good matchup for Chet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just they don't have a single player who scares me the way, and I love Shai. I picked him to be MVP. I love Shai. But I don't think there's a player between those two teams that scares me more than Ant in a playoff series.
Okay.
I think. That's where I land right now.
It's tough.
That's the deciding factor. Like you said, it's a coin flip. That's just because I'm on the radio and I have to pick one. That's the reason I would pick the Thunder over Minnesota.
Okay. No, it's
fair. If I'm picking a matchup for the Kings.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah. I definitely would not want to. I mean, both of them are good teams, and that at the end of the day, I think the limitations of some of the three-point shooters, like Josh Giddey isn't a great three-point shooter. You have to defend Lu Dort now, like, nonstop. But like that's the one thing. Like, I was surprised to see OKC is number one in the league in three-point percentage.
Yeah, dude, every single dude can shoot.
Yeah, I mean, it's
Joe can shoot it.
Jalen Williams is shooting 44.4% from three. What in the world?
Yeah, dude. The West is a gauntlet, man. There's no easy path for sure. Uh-huh. But we have more regular season to get to before the Kings can even get there. They're in the number six seed right now. That is not a guarantee. If they want to get that six seed, they got to do things like win tonight. We will have keys to a Kings victory for you coming up next, and we might talk a little baseball too. Mm. Maybe. We'll see. We got the handoff coming up as well. D'Lo or KC will be in the final segment right here on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Yeah, it's your boys. Keys to a Kings victory tonight. Looks like D'Lo is going to be pulling up. So let's rip through these real quick. James Hamm, what is your first key to a Kings victory?
Kyle, if I was prepared, I would know exactly what my keys are. Oh, rinse and repeat.
That's what it says.
Rinse and repeat.
Damien's here. Hey, Damien, I messed up the clocks today. So we have like 4 minutes. It's not four. Our out is at 54:32. Okay. So we only got a few minutes.
All right.
Rinse and repeat was your first key.
Yeah, you took care of a bad team last night. Take care of another bad team tonight.
Yep. I have number one for me. Don't let Corey Kispert get going.
Oh.
Don't let him cook.
That's a random one.
He's the kind of guy that'll hit 9 threes against the Kings.
You're a big Corey Kispert guy.
No, I'm not. I just know he can knock down a three. Number two.
Bring the same defensive intensity for the sixth straight game.
Yeah.
Is it more than a trend, Kyle?
It is when Keon Ellis is in the lineup.
That's right.
It's Keegan time. I need Keegan Murray to do something. I didn't get to do my whole thing on Keegan Murray today, but we'll do it tomorrow. Number three.
No excuses. This is a chance for win number 41 and a second straight 500 season. This would only be the 10th time in Sacramento Kings history since they moved to Sacramento in 1985 that they would have a 500 record.
Damian Barling in the building, everybody. It's time for the handoff. Key number three for me, I don't know how much time you spend in D.C., the both of you, but there's a restaurant called Medium Rare.
Mm-hmm.
And at Medium Rare, are you familiar with Medium Rare?
I am.
It's a prefix menu. And you pull up, and it's steak and fries and this delicious little vat of gravy. And you sit down and they go, what do you want to drink? And you tell them, and they go, how do you like your meat cooked? And you tell them, they write it on the table, and then they come back, they give you steak and fries. And about the time you're finishing up that delicious steak and fries, they come back with a second order of steak and fries.
What?
Yes. My wife and I ate like kings, and we're out of there for like $75 after tip.
I've not been to Washington.
Medium Rare, bro.
Okay. You've never been to D.C.?
No, I haven't been to D.C.
Oh, my God, you would love
it. Yeah, D.C. is legit. D.C. is one of my favorite places.
Yeah, because I'm a big history guy.
Oh, yeah, you'd love it.
Yeah, I haven't been there for all the history stuff.
That was, we were watching Mysteries at the Museum. Great program, by the way, on I think it's Discovery Plus is the app we watch it on. We were watching it one night, figuring out where we wanted to go on our honeymoon, and it's just this show. They go around to different museums and do deep dives on artifacts, and we were like, we should go to D.C. because there's a lot of museums there.
Oh, yeah.
And then we ended up loving the city.
On your honeymoon. Which on our honeymoon. Spectacular. And it rained, I think, most of the time. It
rained the first day. Yeah, the day we walked the monuments.
Yeah.
Pouring rain. It's a great
about
time, though.
About this time last year, right?
Two years. We've been married
for two years.
Yeah.
2 years, yeah.
No, I remember May. I was there. We ended up going May. Yeah, just after cherry blossom season.
Got you.
Tough scene.
Yes, that's a big time in D.C.
Yeah. No, it was great. Good Kings win last night. Boring.
Great
Kings boring.
Win, which is what everyone wanted, right? Like, we don't get those very often. I think Kenny looked up the last time. You know, obviously they beat Denver, which is fantastic, but everybody was on their edge of their seat whether they were going to be able to hold on to that lead, even when it got to like 30. The last time they beat a team like Toronto, and Toronto's obviously better than what we saw last night, but they're dealing with so many different things right now, you can't really fault them for what that looked like, was Charlotte in January. So, you know, that's what the game should have been, exactly what we saw.
Not including the Bucks game?
No, a bad team. Talking about
it's great.
They beat you beat good teams, but again, with those teams, especially with a guy like Dame Lillard, Jamal Murray, guys who can score so quick, you're kind of like, oh man, the lead's down to 20.
Yeah, crap. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, call timeout, Mike. Oh, the lead's down to 17, and you're just begging for a basket to slow things down. And I feel like with what we saw yesterday, with what we've seen the last couple of games, the Kings are playing good basketball, and it has to continue tonight. So there's not too much. Hey, we've turned this thing around. Get the job done tonight, because Washington is legitimately the worst team in the league, and they're a very different type of bad team than Toronto is. So, you know, take care. You know, I feel good about where they're at, but keep it moving.
I have a fun thing about the Wizards. Remember the Kyle Kuzma tweet after the Pistons lost to the Celtics
don't
in overtime for their 28th consecutive loss.
Don't want to be that team.
And Kyle Kuzma quote tweeted the score and was like, at this point, it's like, just don't be that team.
Yep.
Since then, the Detroit Pistons are 10-28.
Oh, man.
The Washington Wizards are 6-33.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be bad. That's tough. And now you don't want to be that team.
Now you don't want to be the Wizards.
Yeah. Are they the best 11-win team in the NBA, Kyle?
The Wizards
are the
Pistons?
The Pistons have 12 wins. The Pistons are now better than the Wizards.
That's a tough scene,
dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a tough scene.
Ooh. I don't think the dumbest part in this obviously isn't an I don't think Detroit's that bad. Like, they're not a 12-win basketball team.
I think they
need some, you know, their talent's a little behind for sure, but they're not. To me, that Detroit team is not 12-win bad.
No, and they didn't think that. That's why they hired and paid Monty Williams.
Right.
Like, they thought they were going to be a better team. Yeah.
But they also, they tied Monty there for like 42 years, so he can't leave.
I think it was 41.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of years, so it's like, hey, we're going to you'll be able to get us through this. It's like, okay.
Well, it's just like, you look at the roster, it's like Cade Cunningham, okay, Cade can play. Jaden Ivey, okay, hey, Jaden Ivey can play. Like,
Jaden's really breaking out this year.
Jalen Duren, I like Jalen Duren a lot. Ooh. Like, they have a legitimate...
They're young.
Like, you have a Thompson twin?
Yeah. Young. Asor Thompson, he can play? Yeah, they just have...
He can play, but he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's out, right? Isn't that the twin that's out for the season?
Yeah, he's out. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Now he is. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But yeah, you just kind of went into this year like, oh man, maybe Pistons.
No, they've got to grow a little bit. They need some veterans there to kind of tie things together. But that's a team that'll be much better next year. But what exactly much better means for them doesn't mean like 24 wins, 25 wins, 26 wins. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be a win in the teens next year again.
Big key for me will be not losing 28 in a row.
That's strong, you can see you can lose 28 in a row and still not be the worst team in basketball.
Shout out to the Wizards.
That's true. I'm excited for the Jordan Poole Keon Ellis matchup.
Me too. Can't wait for that one.
God, Keon is going to make Jordan Poole so miserable.
It's going to be a good watch.
He's going to make him so miserable.
I'm excited for it. D'Lo and Casey coming up next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Leader. Bloop!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.